Today's Reddit Stories is brought to you by DoorDash. Guys, the scariest part of summer isn't the sunburn. It's the spending. There are the last-minute road trips, pricey snack hauls, and endless sunscreen restocks, you name it. And after all of that, your wallet will definitely be feeling the heat. Cool it down with DoorDash and save big on your seasonal must-haves during Summer of Dash Pass. Summer of Dash Pass is back from June 26th through July 30th, and it's packed with deals on everything you're already ordering. Local eats, groceries, stuff from your favorite stores, and more. Keep on saving with $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible orders. DoorDash helps me order last-minute ingredients when I'm making food for summer, barbecues, etc. It's awesome. Order on DoorDash and save big during Summer of Dash Pass. Sign up today. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Check daily for massive summer savings on restaurants, groceries, and brands from June 26th through July 30th. Sign up for Dash Pass now if you aren't already a member and enjoy a summer full of savings. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Back to the show.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is all about revenge. And I'm joined by two people who I plan on getting revenge on.
Wait.
Chance and Courtney.
Revenge?
What did I do?
Welcome to Reddit Stories. I'm gonna get revenge.
Hell yeah. Okay, well, there's now why I need to get revenge, because you just did that.
Welcome to Reddit Stories.
Okay, you guys are giving me the reasons.
Shane.
Welcome
you guys
to
are giving
Reddit
me the reasons.
Stories. My name is Shane Tapp.
You're a captain.
I took it too far.
Okay.
I do sound like that. It's time for some revenge. How do we feel about revenge in general? Like, I think it's very entertaining to listen to stories of revenge.
I do not like revenge.
I'm not someone who seeks revenge.
Yeah, I don't participate in it, but we'll watch.
Yeah. It's an entertaining trope.
Here's what I like is karmic justice.
That's what it is.
I like when you're not putting the intention into the revenge just kind of happens.
Well, yeah. And there's a lot of times though where I think people go, oh, that was karma. And I was like, no, that's just the natural
progression
of events from making a bad choice to that. But I agree.
It's the whole rotting fruit will fall on its own.
Wow.
I've never
heard that.
It's a long game. Revenge is doing your best. And if somebody else that hurt you falls.
I think that's a take I have on revenge, which is especially if someone wrongs you and you spend a lot of energy and effort in getting revenge on them, I'm like, all I think it signals is that you are still hyper focused on mm-hmm. them.
Yeah.
On someone who doesn't care about you and is disrespected. I'm like, the best thing you can do is just focus
on
yourself.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We shall see. Maybe we will change our minds today.
Oh, yeah, let's see. All right, our first story comes from Petty Revenge. Cab driver rips me to shreds, thinking I can't understand him, but I can.
Oh, see?
Classic. Classic. Obligatory, this happened several years ago. A few months after I moved to Chicago, I had moved there from Romania, where I'd been living and going to school. Love Romania. People are great. Drop what you're doing and visit. Anyway, while I was there, due to my living situation, I had to learn the language fast and thoroughly. Not many people around me spoke English outside of the uni I was at. So fast forward to the few months after I arrived in Chicago. Imagine my surprise when the driver of the Uber I had ordered appeared to have a Romanian name. The area had a lot of Eastern Europeans, so I guess it shouldn't have been so surprising. I was really excited to talk to him and make sure I wasn't getting rusty. Maybe make a friend. Up pulls the guy, I get in, he greets me, but he appears to be on the phone with a buddy slash family member, so I just sit quietly in the back, listening in a bit. The person on the other end asks if the driver is getting off work soon. He responded with something like the following. No, I still have a few hours left, then I'll go home. Right now I have someone in the car. God, I hate this country. The women here are so fat and ugly. At least this one has a nice chest, but why can't she lose some weight? And he goes on and on about all the problems with me and other American women. Now, I've always been a bit on the chonky side, and you best believe the Romanians love to comment on it, so I was used to it. But I was a bit shocked that this guy was going off like that. Anyway, I'm just kind of sitting bemused in the back seat as we near my destination. Then I tell him, in Romanian, with all my might trying to pull off the distinct accent of the region I'd been living in, can you just pull over there on the right? I swear this guy's head did the Exorcist girl's head move, and he turned a shade of red I have seen nowhere else in nature. He didn't say anything, just pulled over. When I got out, I said thanks and added, you're not attractive and you're also fat, so maybe you shouldn't make comments like that. I have never again reached such levels of self-pride.
That, I changed my mind about revenge.
See, that's
not even revenge.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not revenge.
No.
That's the situation that he put himself in.
Yes.
She informed him of the reality of the situation.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Love that.
She was in full, she was right all the way.
That's retaliation.
Yeah. It's such a power that people who speak multiple languages have, is you probably end up hearing people talk shit when they don't know.
Yeah, one time, so I know a little bit of Spanish. One time my family was doing a trip to Florida, and we got in an elevator, and I heard this group of people call my family ugly in Spanish.
Oh.
But I was like 13, so I didn't say anything.
And they also said it in English, so it was...
they really wanted us to know.
Ugly bitches.
Have you seen those headphones that they have now?
That automatically translate?
I want to try them. Challenge Pit, we tried the headphones.
That's the whole title.
Challenge Pit, we tried the headphones.
I'm just someone who assumes a lot of things about people. I assume people understand. I would, if I was in another country, or when I've been in other countries, I'm not talking trash because I'm like any... No. To be fair, also with English, like, it's just such a widely spoken language. I assume people know it a lot of times.
You assume everyone knows English?
Wow.
I'm not offended.
You heard it here. Shane Top assumes everyone knows English.
Just kidding.
To be fair, there's a lot of countries that, like, they will require, like, 12 years of a language to graduate a school, including, like, English. But.
Like, when I was in Japan, it's just like, oh, a lot of people just spoke English. Like, more than you realize do. So this guy being Romanian probably just thought, what are
Nobody
the chances?
Knows Romanian, yeah.
There she was. Comments. I live for this brand of revenge. People shouldn't assume they're safe to talk shit just because it's not in English.
Or people should just not talk shit.
Don't talk shit.
Don't talk shit.
What?
Don't talk shit, man.
Also, it's not even petty revenge. This isn't even petty revenge. Nothing petty about what happened.
I don't think it's revenge of any sort.
No.
I think. Yeah. Someone else said, this hits home for me. I'm a middle-aged white American who looks very much like my Irish ancestors, but I'm also fluent in Spanish and Haitian Creole. I'm a social worker, so I interview families nearly every day, and one thing I look for is a form of domestic violence called coercive control. Sometimes you'll have one partner who is fluent in English and uses that to control the other partner, and when I suspect that, I'll only speak in English and listen to what the couple says to each other while I look on pretending I don't understand. Then just a few minutes before I leave, I'll start speaking their language and watch their faces as they realize I understood them. This makes future visits much more productive. Someone said aunt-in-law worked in a place for years and the Japanese women there talk shit about her behind her back / in Japanese for years. At her retirement, she gave her farewell address in very fluent Japanese. Mm-hmm. One might imagine there was some loss of face with compound interest.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Awesome. To let that go on for years, that's then goes,
revenge.
That goes into revenge. Because it's like, okay, you're withholding it for a long time on purpose, but it's also delicious.
Tasty.
Delicious. Like The Prestige.
The Prestige.
You guys know that movie with
Christopher
Nolan and Christian Bale.
Christian Bale,
Michael Caine. Amanda.
Christian Nolan?
No. Referencing a movie and saying the actors in the movie.
Oh, yes.
All right, our next revenge. This comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for rejecting a girl as revenge?
Oh.
Oh.
Huh.
Interesting. So, to start off, maybe, it was a bit petty of me, to be honest. Anyway, I asked this girl, Clara, out on a date about a year ago. I was a completely different person then, and she turned me down. It stung like hell, but it did encourage me to better myself. Since then, I've gotten in better shape, became more confident, and generally, I've had more luck with girls. I still never forgot what made me improve, though, and that will always be a shitty memory. Me and a few friends I've made since last year went out to a gathering. I'm still fairly new in their circle, and surprise, Clara was there. I think she recognized me, but I wasn't sure. Me and her hit it off, and at the end of the night, we had a date planned. The date went pretty well, and we went on our second one last Friday. After this, I went home and thought about where to go next, and I realized I couldn't really forgive her. So she hit me up asking if we were going out again, and I sort of made a joke of it, blew it off, and put her on mute. I haven't responded since then, and our mutual friends say she's been pretty upset since she gets attached to people quickly, but the revenge I got was so sweet. But maybe I was an asshole, though. What does Reddit think?
This is complicated.
Yeah, because, like, I think what he said was right. It was a shitty memory, not a shitty person.
Yeah.
I don't know if he maybe didn't reference the person, like, maybe she said, no, I don't want to date you because you're ugly, ha-ha.
It's also like...
But he didn't say that.
I think he would say that
if she was
right.
Like... And that turning you down wouldn't be the shitty thing. It'd be like, she made this comment. But he doesn't reference anything. He just says, yeah, she turned me down and it stung.
Yeah.
Getting turned down stings, but that's a situation where you get hurt, but the person didn't do anything wrong.
They didn't do anything wrong. And then he goes and improves himself, quote unquote, like he improves himself is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, well, now I'm interested. Which is a fair thing because he's a different person now.
But also, she might have turned him down because she didn't know him that well. And now that here they are talking, they hit it off. My thought is, okay, you're also like, who is this revenge on? Is it on yourself? You're saying you're hitting it off. You're on a third date. It's actually going well. And you're going, it'll be better to just make you feel bad.
Yeah,
like
that's the
what
thing.
What if that was the one? Are you going to still be laughing when you're like alone at 40?
Couldn't get over it.
I don't think this counts as this doesn't count as revenge to me because she didn't purposefully hurt him, but he's purposefully hurting her.
Yeah.
So actually, you're the bad guy here. I think he is the asshole because you're the asshole because you are purposefully making an action to make someone feel bad. That is an asshole move. Like,
that's almost all revenge, though.
Right, but revenge is
you made me feel bad.
It's quote unquote fine if someone truly, like, went out of their way to wrong you.
Yeah.
That's why I also don't think I'm a revenge person.
Mm-mm.
I'm a person of what will make that person realize the wrongs of their ways, right? If you can do something and they go, oh my God,
right.
I now see how I was being shitty. Then okay, but if you're just doing something to hurt someone, what's it gonna do?
Like she didn't do anything.
Schadenfreude.
She didn't do anything malicious, and like I like what you said about her probably saying no just because she didn't know him. Like so many times in my life, it didn't matter how attractive the person was, I was too nervous. I didn't know them, so I just said no out of anxiety. Like I think. It doesn't feel, I see what you're saying is it was like his type of retaliation. Like he technically got a revenge body even though he was never in a relationship with this person. If he got into better shape and like got more confident and stuff, it's just like, I just picture him like he's gonna be alone in bed and be like, haha, got her. And then look at the empty other side of his bed and then turn out the light. Like, you're alone, good job.
I think it's weird. I'm just like, okay, man, like you went on 3 dates. It's also not equivalent. It's like if you really wanted.
But what did he do back? He went on
2 dates with her, and then in talking about the third date, he ghosts her. And I'm like, what you're doing is not equivalent to what she did. She turned you down, but you're doing this elaborate thing.
And did he even say anything?
I don't think he was doing it on purpose, right?
He says he realized.
He couldn't forgive her. He realized he couldn't forgive her. And he says he made a joke about the date and then put her on mute. So he didn't even like go, I'm rejecting you because you rejected me years ago. Ha ha. He didn't do that. It's like, so she's not even privy to.
Does he owe her that?
No, he doesn't. He didn't have to go out with her. He could decide, oh, I'm actually. But I also think he's an asshole for his wording of things.
Yeah.
Forgive her.
Yeah.
She didn't wrong you.
Yeah.
Like, he's I don't like this rhetoric that he's giving of
placing
like a woman turning me down means she's a bad person. It's like,
right.
No, that's within her rights.
Yeah.
And you don't know why she turned you down. You're not giving us that context. So we have to assume it could have been for any reason.
Yeah.
She maybe just wasn't in the zone to date at the time, maybe for whatever. But you're talking about it like she's a piece of shit for turning me down. It's like,
she doesn't owe you anything.
I don't like that, man. I don't like that.
But maybe now that he, in his head, which is fucked up too, he's like, now I'm hotter, now she wants me.
Yeah.
That's his mindset.
That's his mindset.
That's the reality he's living in.
Yes.
That's not the reality that might be happening. The verdict was asshole, which I think is completely fair. Comments, you're the asshole. Revenge for what? Do you think she had some obligation to go on a date with you just because you asked? Not only that, but you organized a date, then flaked and ghosted her? Damn, man. That isn't just an asshole. That's like a post very hot curry level of being a raging asshole.
Oh, curry.
Damn. Mm.
Ew, it's a hot poop that they just described. I was like,
You were like, yummy.
Hot.
Delicious.
Someone else said, you're the asshole. She wasn't attracted to you then. You've changed. She is attracted to you now. Or has learned to see beyond looks and is attracted to you as a person. Nobody is obliged to go out with someone just because they have a good personality. Looks matter, and first impressions are often made with looks. Someone else said, you're the asshole. A girl turning you down is not revenge-worthy. It's entitled of you to think she wasn't allowed to say no to you without repercussions.
Yep.
By all means, turn her down now if you aren't attracted to her, but do it properly. Don't ghost her, and don't act as if rejecting her is some major win for you. I think, you know what I think would have been fair?
Mm.
Is if he was hung up on, you know, she turned me down then, I did this, I look different now, and now she's dating me. Is this just a looks thing? Like, I don't know how I feel about this. You could talk to her about that.
Yeah,
you
like,
you know what? There's
too.
Something I'm a little hung up on.
Yeah.
You turned me down a year ago. Now we're hanging out. This is our third date. What is different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what is different? And that, if someone said they were going to do that, I'd be like, you're within your rights to do that. That doesn't make you a bad person. But ghosting someone for this, I'm like, what are you getting out of this?
Yeah.
And he is not obligated to go on another date with her by any means. Same as she was never obligated for the first one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so, you know.
And he also, it would also have been fine if he just was like, I'm hung up on this, I can't get over this. But the way he's wording it, I'm like, no, you're coming from a weird place. I think it's clear she dodged a bullet. His viewpoint on their dynamic.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and just
weird.
Holding on to that for such a long time, and like, I, you know, it's okay to feel hurt that someone rejected you, but also like at the same time, you shouldn't be like, rejection sucks, but that doesn't make a person a bad person, like these comments are saying. So like, if that fueled you to improve your own life and your health, that's great, but then you shouldn't see her as an enemy in any way, because that's that type of guy that can just view women as an enemy because they aren't saying yes to him or whatever.
I think it is a lot that he is so hung up on it when this isn't someone he knows really well.
Yeah.
This is not, he has clarified like, oh, they're hitting it off now. This is their third date. But this is not someone he, it's not like, oh,
no.
We were friends for a long time or like we're really close, so the heartbreak might hit more.
Yeah.
It's like, he's like, I asked this girl, Clara, out on a date about a year
this
ago.
This girl.
Like, this is some, and then he's that hung up on it. I'm like, it honestly makes me, look, I'm just vamping a little bit
okay.
here.
Okay, go it makes, off, Keith.
He's talking about how he's had so much luck with women since then. I'm like, I'm questioning that.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
if you are actually out and having success in the dating scene, but you are still so hung up on this person, I'm like,
and
come
anyone
on,
who
move,
says, I've had
move on.
So much luck with women, it's like, luck with women sounds like you sleep with a lot of people, not you're dating
right,
a lot of people.
Yeah.
You're in a lot of healthy relationships with a lot of people.
Not in a relationship.
It sounds like maybe he's done some work on himself, like he's gotten into some shape. Maybe he's, I don't know, some things, but there's some work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Still. Okay, next story. This comes from Petty Revenge. Mock me for not going to a strip club? Wait until your wife finds out.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's go.
This sounds like revenge.
I'm going to say early.
Okay,
snitches get stitches.
Okay. A bit of a backstory, but it makes the revenge even better. I've worked in software sales for the bulk of my career. About 10 years ago, my company was hosting its annual user conference in Las Vegas. As a sales guy, I pretty much had carte blanche on expenses as long as it involved clients. Expensive dinners, drinks, tables at clubs, etc. The only unbreakable rule was we couldn't pay for strippers. Having been in the industry long enough, I realized what guys would do to get around this. It was common for them to explain to a manager at a strip club, and then they would have the girls' tips added to the bottle service. Even with that in place, I never thought it was a good idea to play that game, nor did I think it was a good idea to go to a strip club with clients. It was never a good look in my mind. I was roughly 27 or 28 at the time, and one of the older guys, late 40s, Jim, was the typical sleazy sales guy. He would tell half-truths to prospects, overcharge them, oversell, etc. The type that creates a hassle for the services and implementation teams, but he still got paid, so he didn't care. And when he got to Vegas, Jim would go crazy entertaining clients and himself. Sometimes he would go to dinner by himself, but say some senior VP was with him, and he also abused the stripper loophole. One of the reasons he tried to get a group to the strip club each night was that he had a very conservative wife. She made the kids go to a local Christian school, and the family went to church every Sunday. She hated the annual trips to Vegas, to the point he would tell stories that he wasn't allowed to bring his suitcase in the house. He had to leave it in the garage where the laundry room was, and she would wash his clothes and then sanitize the washing machine. On the last night of the conference, he organized a shuttle from one of the big strip clubs to pick up a group. There were some open seats he was trying to fill to meet the minimum commitment for free entry to the club. Jim saw me speaking to a client and invited us, but I declined. He started mocking me about being scared of pretty ladies, or that I would probably nut the first time one of them touched me, etc.
Whoa!
This would have normally not bothered me, but he did it in front of my client. I stated, "I don't want to go because I don't think it's professional." He left, I bought my client another round, and we joked about the douchebag. Then I was on my own and decided to walk the strip a bit and head to bed early due to an early morning flight. If you've ever been to Vegas, there are people on the sidewalk handing out cards that are essentially ads for escorts. They legally can't speak to you, so they slap the cards on their hands to get your attention. After a few drinks, I started taking a few. Fast forward to the next morning when Jim and I were sitting in the airport waiting for our flight. He had stayed out till 3 or 4 a.m. and was a complete mess and totally hungover. I was 100% and enjoying his condition. At one point, he went to the bathroom and asked me to watch his bag. When he was out of sight, I added those escort cards in his bag. When his wife went to do her laundry routine when he got home, she was not happy. She didn't believe in divorce, but they were suddenly going to church three times a week and had a weekly counseling session with their pastor. This also led to Jim dropping out of his weekly golf league. He was telling us all the story at the office looking for sympathy, and he swore he never took those cards, but couldn't remember since he was so drunk.
Whoa.
Whoa. This is interesting, because Jim is an asshole. I hate him.
Like, Jim sounds pretty awful. It seems like the story is inferring that the wife is already well aware that Jim is a piece of shit and is doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
That she's like, leave the bag out in the garage and we're going to wash all your clothes and then I'm going to sanitize the washing machine. It seems like the context clues say that she's like, I know you're messing around. Bring that sin into the house.
Also, like, I know you're going to the strip club.
Right.
It's not, I know you're going home with an escort.
That.
Which is where the line gets a little tricky, because I'm like, oh, he kind of framed him for something that he didn't do.
Right.
Which I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird, too. You probably should. Also, it's not your, get out of his business. Like, you might not like Jim, but it's not, you're not an arbiter of justice here. You're not fucking Batman. Like.
I thought he was going to report, like, the shenanigans to, like, the boss man. I didn't realize he was gonna, like, affect the marriage, which
like,
I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
You did it, dude. Like,
yeah, he doesn't know him well.
Because he's not saying he's, better.
And it does sound like she knows things are going on.
The story makes me think that. Now,
it's at least that she knows that he's going to the strip club, and she's like, if you're going to the strip club, I'm gonna wash your clothes outside and then sanitize everything.
Yeah.
If you're sleeping with someone, that's something different.
Yes.
That she might apparently is not okay with.
Based on even just reading the story, though, Jim has cheated on her for sure. Come on.
Probably.
Jim is like, he's like a play from the 1940s. Like, he's just like, dude.
I wonder if the story's real, because how did he know that Jim's like wife found everything and like all this stuff.
It could also be heavily
exaggerated. He was telling this story at work looking for senpai.
He was saying that Jim is spouting all this stuff at work, and that seems very possible. They're like a lot of these types of dudes are. It's so funny. 50 to like 60 year old dudes will just tell you fucking
anything.
Everything.
Anything.
Well, they'll tell dudes everything. Yeah. Like they'll just start spouting off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I actually believe that he is telling them all this. It also sounds like this is a little pent up and that he's hated Jim for a long time.
Yes.
So he's finally got a chance to just kind of fuck over Jim. Jim's probably disrespecting him on a daily basis.
Yeah.
What is this line of work?
Yeah, finance. Sales, software sales.
Software sales. Dang, computer nerds get freaky.
Actually, yeah, I think they do.
You're right.
I do feel this is the thing that's tough, though, is like he's getting revenge on Jim, but he's also kind of he's affecting Jim's wife.
Yes.
Like, that's what sucks here is you're actually probably who you hurt the most is Jim's wife.
Yeah.
Because Jim doesn't seem like he gives a shit.
Well, yeah. Well, Jim hurt Jim's wife the most.
Yeah.
That's also fair.
Yeah.
Yes. Jim is hurting Jim's wife. But it's like, what are you really doing here as an exterior force?
Yep.
It feels like there's a lot of behavior here that should just actually be brought up to the boss. Or...
That's what I was expecting. I was
boss over that. That makes more sense. You are at this job.
Yeah.
With this coworker. And that's like an HR type of thing. That's something that can be solved. You're not involved with the wife at all, or you shouldn't be.
Oh.
Yeah. Comments here. Someone said, beautiful. Did it occur to Jim to be more respectful of his wife and employers? Of course not. Someone said, not so sure it's petty revenge, but it sure as hell is revenge. Yeah, this is a little bit more of like, that's a little more nuclear.
Yeah.
You're impacting a marriage. That's not petty.
It literally is like, Jim called me a pussy. I'm going to ruin his marriage.
Yeah.
Like, it is kind
of. You know what this makes me think of? When I was a kid, my family would go to Vegas.
And you went to the strip club.
And I was a kid. I've never been to a strip club.
I've never been to a strip club either.
Same.
Oh my God, should we go to a strip club, you guys?
Cut the cameras. We're going.
Like, here's your strip club, bitch.
Yeah. Bring them in.
But I'm trying to think of what age I was. I know I was definitely a kid. But they would hand me those cards. I was stoked.
That's messed up.
Because
You were stoked.
I love trading cards. And also, naked ladies.
Escort trading cards is so funny.
I think it'd be epic to make a game out of it.
Like, I love
Attack that. Plus three, yeah.
I play Cindy.
That's
I play Candy.
No!
Sparkle.
That's incredible.
They were epic looking.
Yeah.
They're like censored, too.
I've never seen them.
They're crazy.
They never hand them to me. Why not?
You have to be... Fun fact, you have to be on the right side of the strip, too. They can't pass them out on the side with the Bellagio and stuff.
And I'm on the left side. Am I right?
Anyways, moving on. I don't even know if they still do it.
They do.
They do?
I think so.
We were in Vegas not that long ago.
I was just in Vegas a couple weeks ago.
Were we on the family side?
We were on the left side.
Because we're family.
We're on the family side.
Now we're moving.
Family.
No, they definitely still do those. What, do you think they're going to stand around holding a QR code?
I feel like if you and I really went to Vegas for a couple days, we'd end the trip and I'd look. Your bag would be filled with them.
What the fuck?
Am I wrong?
And my bag would be filled with those big grenade drinks. Still full.
I did not.
All melted.
Can I tell you that I've never gotten one of those? And every time we've gone to Vegas, I'm always like, it'd be so funny to walk around with one.
You have to. They're so
guys,
fun.
Guys, I think we have to go to Vegas.
Chance, I cannot believe you would. Oh, wait, no, you said never been to a strip club. You've been to Vegas.
Though. I've been to Vegas, yeah. I don't like Vegas.
See, I don't love
it's
Vegas either.
Gusty.
I'm not a gambler.
But, yeah.
You've seen me roll dice.
Awful.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Anyways.
I can't believe you accuse me of keeping and you have not denied escort it. Cards. I just have to, like, put my mind in the right place to, like, picture it. And I'm not ready to go there right now.
Okay. Next. Am I the asshole for hitting on my girlfriend's friend after she insisted on not telling them I'm her boyfriend?
Okay.
Wait.
So her girlfriend's not telling them he's her boyfriend.
Okay.
So he's like, oh, well, I'll hit on your friend then.
Fuck off.
It's one of those things where I'm like, what do you want to happen, dude? Like, what are you hoping for here?
Oh.
Okay, let's see what happens. Let's see what the story is.
I don't know. I'm kind of liking it.
Let's
hear the story. I'm like, claim me, bitch. Want me. Love me. Choose me.
I see that. Also fair. My girlfriend and I have been official for a few weeks now. She hasn't introduced me to her friend group yet, which I didn't think much of at first. We were all set to hang out, but before that, my girlfriend said to me not to mention we were together. I asked why, and she said because she wasn't ready for it. For that night, I was okay with it. Afterwards, I told my girlfriend that I felt like crap and that I wanted to be seen as her boyfriend. She said not to worry and that she will be ready soon. But the second time she asked me to not mention it again, I was annoyed, but I agreed not to say anything. During that second time, I overheard one of her friends ask her if there was anything going on between us. She said I was just a friend. I was hurt, to be honest. I knew what I agreed to, but it hurt to hear her say that. Later that night, one of her friends approached me and started hitting on me and asked me if I was into my girlfriend. I lied and said we were just friends. We spent the next 2 hours talking and lightly flirting. I didn't kiss her or anything like that, but did playfully shove her. I wasn't planning some revenge on my girlfriend or anything, but it felt nice to have someone flirt with me. My girlfriend was pissed. She said that I crossed a line with her friend. I told her we were just having fun and nothing happened. We got into a fight, and I'm feeling confused now if I should apologize or not.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's tough,
wow.
Man. Not what I was expecting. I thought he's gonna be like, hey, baby.
Yeah.
Like, hoping that his girlfriend will go, no, wait, that's my man.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that's what was gonna happen.
This, in gay world, this happens all the time, where you're like, this is my friend, and they're like, okay, and you're at a party, and then people start flirting with your friend, and you just have to be, I have learned to just be okay with it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not going to claim it, other people are going to flirt. That is what happens.
Yeah, flirting, I feel like, it doesn't always mean anything either, especially if nothing happened.
Yes.
I can't really fault him for a playful shove. I shove everybody. Yeah. You know? I'd be shoving.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't... I mean, you'd have to see it to be like, what was this level? But like, the friend also doesn't know, so she's doing that.
Yeah, he did what he was told. Maybe she didn't foresee this happening. Because where my mind was at first was like, okay, see, it sounds like they are calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend, but maybe, you know, for some people it's a big deal to introduce a partner into a friend group. Maybe she wants to see how her friends feel about him before she publicly is like, yep, we're together. Because, like, it can be a big step. But then for, like, the friend to be there asking, like, so what's going on? And her, like being like, no, we're just friends is weird. It's a little weird.
I kind of...
And it's the second time. This is not the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, introducing him to her friends.
That was the first time. This is the second
time. Second time around them, yeah.
This is interesting. I kind of feel like he has the right to ask her, like, why are we hiding it?
Like, what's going on?
Give me a reason.
And
because I can't think of a good one.
Why are you... I personally talk to my friends about any boy that I ever... I'm like, there was a boy in Costco today. Like, I'm communicating, and so, like, my friends would know that already.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is... And she's not telling her friends anything. Because
which is crazy.
Sounds like
the friends are flirting with him, so she's keeping this fully...
She can't be mad at him. I don't think she can be mad at him.
I don't think so either.
Especially if nothing happened.
This is kind of a consequence of
flirting is a normal part of conversation. It doesn't always equate to something.
And
like,
it feels like a little bit, she's kind of friend-zoning him. Yeah. It's like she's like prepping to friend-zoned him. She's like, I don't want anyone to think that there was anything between us, so when I do friend-zone you, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, like, he also like didn't know what to do. What if he was just like,
I was just pushing her away because I wasn't trying to be with her.
Yeah.
And I love that he's communicating what he wants and how he feels, and he's like, you don't want that, I'm ready to compromise.
And he's hearing his girlfriend say, oh, we're just friends, which is hurtful.
Yeah.
And so now someone's there flirting with him, it makes him feel like, oh, I feel wanted here now. And I mean, the verdict was not the asshole. Comments Bro, go for the girl who will flirt with you in public. That means she'll hold your hand in public, kiss you in public, be with you in public, so treat you like you deserve to be treated.
Sorry, sorry. Go back. What was that?
I don't know. That means... That means she'll hold your hand in public, kiss you in public, be with you in public, suck your dick in public, treat you like you deserve to be treated. They wrote, no, I'm just kidding. Leave the girl who thinks that you are somebody who has to stay in the closet. Respect yourself. Someone else said, I can think of a few reasons why your girlfriend would hide the relationship. None of them are good for you.
Yeah.
One, she's embarrassed of you. Two, she's not serious about the relationship. Three, she wants to be able to meet guys while hanging out with her friends and no one will question her on it. Dump her and get with her friend, not the asshole.
What if she's cheating? What if she has...
There's also the possibility that she... like, hasn't fully wrapped up something else or something.
And she also hasn't told her friends about.
Yeah. And her friends aren't even questioning it, unless the friend is flirting with him as a means of, like, getting her to finally admit something.
Last comment,
not the asshole. Honestly, I would date the friend and stay friends with your girlfriend. Jokes aside, get away from this mess ASAP. Yeah. I think what's just fair is, like, okay, until we can publicly tell your friends that we're a couple, we're not officially together.
Yeah.
Like, we're dating until then. Like, don't do that. Don't lock yourself down if this person does sound like they're not trying to lock it down.
And they said a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
So it's really, like, not a few weeks. I mean, so I'm surprised they were calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend. I feel like maybe he was really in and, like...
A few weeks of being boyfriend and girlfriend.
They have been... Yeah, official for a few weeks.
Oh, official for a few weeks, which means they were talking before.
Oh, my goodness.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Because, like, I'm trying to put myself in those shoes. I would never, like, do that. But if I needed my partner to keep it under wraps and then one of my friends started flirting with him and he was just being nice, I'd be like, okay, that would have happened. It's like,
there's also, like, I guess you don't owe it to anyone to tell them you're official. But if they're your friends, why would you not?
It's also, it's interesting that she's, like, her relationship with her friends is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, okay.
Is anything real?
Yeah. What's real here?
What if they're all her girlfriends? Like, they're all, like, in a polycule, and she's like, we're just friends.
Yeah.
We're all just friends.
That's probably what's going on. Okay, our next story.
Dang, no update!
No update. Our next. Today's Reddit Stories is brought to you by DoorDash. Guys, the scariest part of summer isn't the sunburn. It's the spending. There are the last-minute road trips, pricey snack hauls, and endless sunscreen restocks, you name it. And after all of that, your wallet will definitely be feeling the heat. Cool it down with DoorDash and save big on your seasonal must-haves during Summer of Dash Pass. Summer of Dash Pass is back from June 26th through July 30th, and it's packed with deals on everything you're already ordering. Local eats, groceries, stuff from your favorite stores, and more. Keep on saving with $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible orders. DoorDash helps me order last-minute ingredients when I'm making food for summer, barbecues, etc. It's awesome. Order on DoorDash and save big during Summer of Dash Pass. Sign up today. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Check daily for massive summer savings on restaurants, groceries, and brands from June 26th through July 30th. Sign up for Dash Pass now if you aren't already a member and enjoy a summer full of savings. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Back to the show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. ESI.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Story. Petty revenge. I got an obnoxious passenger fired.
Fired? A passenger? Fired?
A passenger was fired.
Ejected.
Ejected. This is a long one, but it was the best revenge story of my life so far. I'm a South African living in Japan, and I took my Japanese wife to meet my parents and have a honeymoon in South Africa. On the first of three flights back to Japan was from Joburg to Qatar. We take our seats and get settled in. I noticed that a lot of passengers around us were wearing the same T-shirts, some kind of pharmaceutical company. As soon as we got settled in, I noticed that the woman and two men sitting behind us were also employees of this company. As soon as they got settled in, I noticed she, let's call her Brandy, was quite chatty, loud, and a bit obnoxious. But I am a nervous flyer, so at the time, I was more worried about the takeoff than her. So I put my ear pods on and whoosh. We take off for our 8-hour flight to Qatar. As soon as the seatbelt sign switched off, Brandy started ordering brandy and cokes for herself and her two coworkers. As each drink came, Brandy's voice got louder and more obnoxious.
Oh no.
After drink number 6, the topic of her conversation turns to relationships. By this time, half the cabin could hear their conversation about how she disapproves of interracial relationships. Ooh. Even I could hear her through the guttural screams and face-melting guitar riffs of Meshuggah blasting through my ear pods.
Okay.
Then it happened. A nice woman sitting on 4 seats to her left quite loudly says, "Ma'am, could you please quiet down? You're a bit loud and I'm trying to get some sleep." I heard it too, so I paused the song and took out my left earbud to excitedly eavesdrop.
Right. Tune the fuck in, girl. What is going on? What'd you say?
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me, unfortunately. Yeah. I'm all in.
I'm pausing my music. I'm putting my movie away.
I will admit it's probably a very toxic part of me when I'm on a flight and some shit like that. As long as it's not scary.
Yeah.
Everybody.
If it's just drama, I'm like, thank God. Yeah. I'm like, oh, the in-flight entertainment has begun.
No, that's what's so funny. Really quick mini tangent. On all those like viral videos of something going on a plane, every single person is. Yeah. When you see whatever's going on, every single human is turned.
What am I supposed to do?
People watching are so
awesome.
Stoked.
We are strapping in, mate.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Brandy was not happy. She says, "Excuse me, this isn't a nighttime flight. Haven't you heard of earplugs?" And then jumped straight back into her conversation. The tension in the air immediately changed. At that moment, all the people who heard the interaction caught eyes with each other, and we all knew this flight was about to get interesting. About 20 minutes later, a flight attendant comes and politely asks Brandy to quiet down a bit. She begrudgingly agrees, orders another round, and quiets down. But it only takes Brandy about 30 minutes to get all the way back up to a volume louder than the jet engines roaring outside the windows. Then another Chinese woman from the other side of the cabin gets up and walks to where Brandy is sitting, and in her best attempt at English says, "Please be quiet. My child keeps waking up because of you." Brandy looks up and, I shit you not, asks this Chinese woman in a very mispronounced Chinese, "Can you speak Chinese?" I'm fluent in Chinese, so I could understand what she was trying to say and just kept repeating it until the frustrated Chinese woman went back to her seat. By this time, both flight attendants for our cabin were very much aware of Brandy's sassy nature and decided to close the bar for the whole cabin, which pissed me off because I was hoping to enjoy a few more whiskeys before we landed. A few minutes later, I heard the sound of shuffling, then plastic, then the faint sound of what sounds like the cap of a glass bottle being cracked open.
Oh, no.
Then the sound of liquid being poured into cups. Yep, Brandy had opened her bottle of duty-free brandy she bought at the airport. And once again, their conversation began to crescendo. Now, the whole time I had been spectating the brandy situation, I wasn't really paying attention to my wife, who I assumed was sleeping next to me. I then saw my wife pull one of her earbuds out to try to get a look at Brandy through the crack in the seat and then turn to look at me with a face I rarely see my wife make. It was a face of pure rage and frustration. I snapped. Now, usually, I'm not the kind of person who likes to cause a scene, but I decided that I'm not going to let this asshole of a woman ruin my wife's flight. So like a crazy person, I stood up and announced loud enough that the entire cabin turned to hear me. Excuse me, everybody. Can I please have your attention? By show of hands, who of you would like these people to shut the fuck up? About 30 passengers all around us raised their hands. I then turned to Brandy and just point and say, look, understand? Shut up. I sat back down to the sound of applause from all the passengers that were raising their hands. My wife was shocked that I did that, but I told her that I did it because I could see that Brandy was beginning to bother you too. Aww. She gave me a hug, and the flight attendant that saw what I did brought me a cup of Coke, but slipped me two of those little bottles of whiskey. Thankfully, Brandy and the gang then passed out and were quiet for the rest of the flight, so my wife and I could relax. But Brandy wasn't finished, and now she had a new target, me.
No!
On our descent, Brandy awakes and decides that she wants to play some cards on the entertainment screen attached to the back of my seat, trying her best to hit the buttons hard enough to make my seat.
What?
I teach kids for a living, so I know that she is behaving like an angry toddler trying to get the rise out of me, so I ignore her. We land, the plane taxis off the runway, and everyone starts getting up to get off the plane. As soon as I get up and she sees my wife and I, she starts repeatedly insulting me about my weight and how I married an Asian woman because I can't get a real South African woman, blah, blah, blah. High school bully level bullshit. I just smiled and nodded my head at everything she was saying and exited the plane. Finally, Brandy and her coworkers walk off, and my wife and I find a nice cafe to have coffee and chill and stretch for a bit before we make our way to the next boarding gate for our second flight to Malaysia. We eventually get to the gate, and lo and behold, guess who's also flying to Malaysia? That's
right.
It's Brandy.
How does that always happen?
She's standing by the gate window taking selfies and doesn't notice me. I find an empty seat next to a guy wearing the same pharmaceutical company t-shirt and say, excuse me, sir, that woman over there with the blonde hair taking a selfie, what's her name? He asks me why, and I say that she looks like someone I used to go to high school with, but I wasn't sure and didn't want to make an ass of myself asking her directly. He then tells me, and I say, oh, then it's not her, sorry. I thanked him, and for the remainder of the wait at the gate, logged into the airport Wi-Fi, found their company's Facebook page and website, and sent a detailed recount of Brandy's behavior, being sure to include all the colorful things she was talking about with her coworkers. The next two flights back to Japan were uneventful and got home safe and sound. 2 weeks later, I got a reply from the CEO asking me for my number, as he would like to talk to me about what happened. He calls me and profusely apologizes for what Brandy put us through. Turns out that by the time Brandy landed in Malaysia, the CEO had seen my message, changed her return flight back to South Africa for the very next day, and fired her at arrivals in JHB Airport when she got back. I bought a bottle of brandy and Coke on my way home from work that day to celebrate with my lovely wife.
Whoa.
That is, I say, not the asshole. Is that what we're doing here?
It was giving a little bit, and everyone clapped.
Yeah,
sometimes,
I believe... most of the story is true. I think some of it is a lie.
A little bit embellished, I think.
That a complete stranger messaged the CEO, and the CEO got was like, I immediately fired her. I'm like, if a CEO would immediately fire someone after a stranger messages them on Facebook, that's...
What I will say is,
and we don't know her past history with the company.
So that's why.
Because if this is, this could be last straw. I needed one reason.
Right.
I need one mess.
The fact that the CEO messaged 2 weeks later has me thinking, okay, this lady was talking so loudly, horribly racist shit, with a ton of people of her coworkers, probably other coworkers were like, hey,
she was doing this.
And then the CEO saw that message and was like, I'm so sorry. Like, she doesn't represent our company.
Yeah, because he didn't message. He posted on the company's Facebook page.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit more public where it's like, that's now not only seen by the people at the company,
It could have been the domino effect of, like, you know, the CEO saw that and was like, hey, we got this post.
We need this official account of the situation. I think that makes more sense that maybe other employees all went to the boss like, bro, this happened.
Yeah.
They fired her. This was a direct witness that had nothing to do with the company.
Yeah.
That all makes sense. But, yeah, and also just, like, the flight attendant slipping him, like, drinks after everyone's clapping and the wife hugging him. It sounds
I don't think it's that crazy. If someone at any company...
You never know,
most companies is being racist and drunk
drunk to that point on a plane, they're getting sent home.
Yeah.
They're getting, like, they're not getting away with it.
Is it also, you're not allowed to pull out a bottle of whiskey?
I think that's a newer law, right? Because it's illegal. It's illegal. They, like, I think it wasn't until recently that I started hearing, because we fly a lot, that they'd start saying on the overhead that you're not allowed to open your own drinks in the cabin. But that wasn't, I never, like, I didn't hear that until, like, this year.
This is from this month.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. Oh, so then.
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed.
Yeah.
That would be, I would think absolutely you can't.
My nail file also, is a weapon. That's a weapon.
Going to Qatar, too.
It just sounds like a person who is going to get fired. Like, that's yes. also...
Yeah, like, but definitely final straw, if not plus final straw.
Fortunately, sounds like a person who has a real problem. Yeah. And they're just going real off on the plane. I have never experienced a passenger of that level. I've just simply not. I've gotten very lucky on flights where people are just really quiet.
Yeah.
Not annoying.
I've had people on just one time there was like a fight and they wouldn't stop. Like she kept pointing the air. It was so petty.
Oh, that stuff sucks. Because
the other lady didn't like the air and they were like, turn that air off. And they just got into it.
That sucks.
I guess also, I've flown so much throughout my life that there's just etiquette that's drilled into my brain of like, this fan is mine.
Yeah.
I get to do whatever I want with this fan. You get to do whatever you want with yours. If you try to touch mine, then we have a problem, but that's never happened. I am of the opinion that the person in the middle seat should get both of those armrests. But not everybody adheres to that.
I don't expect them, but I give them when I'm not in the middle.
I don't expect it either.
I give them that, my armrest.
But I will give them that.
I am the type that we need airflow in a cabin, but if I have air blowing directly at me in any capacity, I get a massive headache, so I have to turn away. I wonder what it is. Like, what is that?
I don't know.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've been very fortunate, but honestly, like, I'm like, I wish something would happen. Give me one reason. I want to be clapped for.
See, I don't want to get, I'm not trying to fuck with shit on a flight because they will kick you both out.
Yeah.
And you do not want to end up on a list where you can't fly. Like,
And the main thing, too, is smart. Like, you never know who you're dealing with. Like, it's the same with road rage. You don't want to push the buttons of someone who could have too many screws loose.
Also, the fact that she's playing with his screen, gets up and is playing a game on his screen.
No. She's playing on the screen on the back of his head. She's like,
she was up and was playing on his screen. I was like,
No, that's crazy. She's just poking the back of his seat.
I've told this story before, but one time I was on a flight and I was watching District 9 and I had headphones in and there was this guy sitting next to me and I could tell he was watching my screen for a long time and District 9 is shot like documentary news style and he taps me like 30 minutes in and he goes, he's like, and I like take my earphones out and he's like, is this happening right now?
And you go.
No, it's a. I'm like, yeah, I should have fucked with it.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you're not hearing it. You should turn it on.
Can you believe this?
Yeah,
I.
When we land, shit's gonna be weird.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Imagine.
It was because I was. It was from South Africa. I was on a flight from South Africa.
Whoa.
And the movie takes place in Johannesburg. That's crazy.
Have you seen the photo? There's this incredible photo. So you know how, like, a lot of those games, you can play them online. Like, you can play them against people in the plane.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
So there's a great photo of a guy playing Battleship, and he's like, does my opponent know that I can see his screen?
Oh.
So he's just killing him in Battleship.
Cheating.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Comments. I have seen people on a plane applaud a couple times. Once when some jerk got thrown off the plane before we ever got off the ground, and once after the pilot landed us safely after a particularly bad storm situation. Someone else said, yep, stuff like this happens. There's an incident from the 80s where a VP of Ford was fired in the airport because of the way he was treating the airline employees, and someone higher up than him was in the gate area unbeknownst to him. Being a VP, he thought he was God's gift to the world. The higher-level executive walked over to him, asked him his name, and if he did indeed work for Ford. The guy was rude in his reply to the executive, not realizing who he was talking to. The executive tells the VP his name and title and then fires him on the spot, stating that they expect better behavior out of their executives. Lastly, someone said, this may be the best petty revenge I've ever heard. Thank you, OP, on behalf of all of us. I might add, I don't think it's petty. It's just correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she was going to get fired. If this somehow miraculously didn't fire her, she was going to get fired.
Rotting fruit.
I'm also confused. Are they allowed? Do they have to keep serving you? Can't
right.
they cut you off?
And why did they cut off the whole cabin?
Like, I'm just like, I didn't know that. I did think that there was a two-drink limit on planes.
There's definitely not a two-drink limit.
I guess I don't drink on flights just because, like, flights already make me feel like shit, and I worry that if I drink, I'm going to feel like
shit I feel
after.
It's just like you're basically, like, becoming dehydrated chicken, you know? Like the treats that you give a cat. Like, that's what I feel like is happening to me. You're, like, being freeze-dried. And then if you drink alcohol, it just speeds up the process.
The only time I drink on flights was actually when we used to fly to Sacramento to film sketches.
Not on the way there, though.
Not on the way there.
Sometimes
on the way there, because we'd land there and then we would go to bed and then film the next day.
You're right.
We would get drink tickets because we were like A+ preferred because we were flying so much. So, but it's a 45-minute flight.
Mm-hmm.
So they literally will come by, get your drink order, they'll bring you your drink, and then like literally less than 10 minutes later, they'll come to get the trash.
Yeah.
So I will order a beer and quite literally chug it. And that's what I was doing
on some of these flights.
I'm like, can I get a Modelo? And they're like, they hand it to me. And I'm just like, and they'll literally, they will tell you, they're like, you need to drink that fast because we're going to be right back.
We used to, and it was always so fun, like, especially when it was after the shoot, heading back. Like, everybody had their drink order. I'm trying to remember, what would I get? Do you remember what I would get?
I don't know.
I don't think I ever sat next to you on those planes. I think I was always
that's
next
hilarious.
To Olivia.
No. I would sit by myself. Keith and Noah would sit next to each other.
They would fight
the whole time.
Yeah.
And then maybe you and Olivia.
Me and Olivia would be in front of them listening and laughing.
And then I would just be like, I'm going to go sit by myself. And I'd sit there and I'd chug a beer. That was me back then, baby.
I have been keen sometimes. A Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah. Bloody Mary on a flight. That sounds like
so
okay.
awesome.
But Bloody Marys don't count.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Bloody Marys don't count because there's tomatoes.
Bloody Marys don't count. You can just have those whenever.
Last thing I'll say about the story
fruit.
Is
it's
the...
vegetable.
It's a fruit. Tomato is a fruit.
It's fruit.
I like to think that... So you know how there's like so many of these employees with the same shirts on the flight? Like, so I was like, dang, how are other employees not hearing this? And just the fact that the CEO wasn't aware of it, I'm just like picturing him like, he's like, sorry, I didn't know what was going on. I was in first class. Thanks for laughing, guys.
All right.
I liked it.
Thanks.
Okay, our next story.
Oh.
Am I the asshole for struggling to forgive my husband for his petty revenge on me? I feel crazy. So the husband got revenge on her.
And she can't forgive
him. And she
him.
Can't forgive him for it. But that means she did something first.
Yeah.
He got revenge, and now she can't handle it.
What if it's the couple that from the rejection story, but it's years later?
And I will also say, she could have done something and not meant it to be bad, but it still hurts. And then he gets revenge.
Exactly.
And it's the intent for me. So, like, I wouldn't be able to get over the intent either.
So let's see.
My husband, who's 34, and I, 32-year-old woman, have been married for 6 years. 2 months ago, I stopped him from going on a bachelor's trip with his long-term school friends. I was okay and was kind of looking forward to him having fun until I learned he hid the fact that they would be doing a lot of adult-themed activities. Think strippers and happy end massages. As a part of their itinerary, it caused a huge fight, as we've always maintained that this is a deal breaker for me, and the fact that he hid it from me made it worse. He argued that he only did it because of my tendency to overreact. And of course he wouldn't engage in those activities, but that didn't mean he couldn't go. I would have been fine with him going if he told me about their itinerary and trusted the fact that he would keep away. What he did broke my trust, and the only way I could see him earning it back is if he voluntarily told his friends that he couldn't come, which he did. At the time, he looked really apologetic, and we made up. He took me shopping, and it was all good. I bought some fashionable outfits and was looking forward to wearing them ahead of summer. It was still a little cold, and I didn't get to immediately dress up in the clothes I had just bought. Also, most of my summer clothes had shrunk in the wash, so I practically only had my oversized casuals. A few weeks later, it starts to get warmer, and as I slip into my new dress, it feels tight. I'm confused. I just tried them on in the store, and I'm a size 14, as the label on the dress said. So no, I didn't get the wrong size from the store. Then another dress was tight, same with the pants and other tops. I start feeling absolutely crazy. Had I just put on so much weight in a matter of a few weeks that my new dresses didn't even fit? I've always been a bit sensitive about how my body looks, and I remember telling my husband how excited I was about these new clothes that looked so flattering on me. I felt so good in all of them, and now they looked so hideous on me. I started crying on the floor. I was too embarrassed to tell my husband this. I thought he must have noticed if I'd put on weight. I was a wreck. I was feeling crazy for a few weeks now. Even the clothes that I had before felt tighter. I don't know if it was a placebo or real, but it didn't help. My husband, a few days ago during dinner, said he wanted to confess something. He was snickering while saying this, and what he said absolutely crushed me. He said that while I was gone to see my sister, who had just had a baby, for a week, he had secretly taken all my outfits that he knows I routinely wear and gave them to the local tailor to make them a size or two smaller. He said he paid him generously to stitch things faster. He said sorry, but it felt like a funny payback for what I had done, stopped him from going on a trip. I said that wasn't funny. He made me feel crazy. I was crying and screaming at this point. He severed my sense of self and made me feel ugly. Eventually, I tried to be okay, but I am not. I'm still reeling from what he did as petty revenge. It's been some time since he confessed and offered to get them stitched back to original size. I'm struggling with what he just did. I want to forgive him. I never knew how resentful he was of me about that trip. Maybe it's my fault. I should have been more trusting. I knew he would never cheat. In my heart, I knew he would keep away. And from his POV, his petty revenge on me probably feels deserved. I would be mad, too, if he stopped me from doing something I was looking forward to doing. But still, if you were me, how would you feel? Has anyone had their spouse do petty revenge on them?
Bruh, that is not petty revenge. That's psychological torture.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's like some Joker shit.
Also, first off, you stitch things to be a smaller size. I don't feel like you can stitch them to be a bigger size. I don't
think so. No, not
I don't
possible.
Think that's how shit works.
No, unless you, like, literally keep the extra fabric, but you need, like, more fabric than you had before.
Yeah.
So it's, like, not possible.
No, he ruined all her outfits.
That's crazy. Clothes.
Which is also expensive.
Why
that's
is
expensive
he
petty revenge?
I mean, Jesus Christ. I hate, because I've been watching some decent amounts of reality TV lately. I hate when it's like, I didn't tell you because you were going to be mad. Yeah, no shit. No shit. It's not about me being mad. It's about the shitty thing that you're going to do. You were going to cheat on me. You were going to cheat on her.
Her swearing up and down that he would never cheat, but I'm like, but he wasn't telling you about all this stuff. Also, there's some, like, activities, like, happy end massages. I'm like what
so
the
like
fuck
cheating.
Are you talking?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about
yeah,
here?
Yeah, definitely suspicious
like,
activity.
Like, talk about that, like, that's normal bachelor
yeah,
trip
no.
behavior.
That's crazy.
Like, go play pool or...
Hell yeah, man. and his reaction is really bad. He was keeping it a secret, and then he's like, oh, I wasn't telling you because you overreact.
Right.
I just can't wrap my mind around someone that would put so much effort into something so unfunny.
Right.
It's not funny at all.
It's not, like, it makes her go crazy.
Oh, my God,
it
yeah.
is also establishing you're getting revenge on her. I don't know. It implies that, oh, I was doing, there was nothing wrong with my situation. But it's like, you kept something secret. Like, you actually really hurt her first. I don't know. I this does not sound good.
No. Not at all. I mean, like, because, you know, we've talked about, like, cheating. Cheating, in a sense, it's just, like, it's that extreme dishonesty. Like,
yeah.
This isn't, I wouldn't call, like, tailoring someone's clothes like cheating, but it is like that. It is a level where it's like that is a crazy amount of dishonesty with your life partner.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? If that's like, ugh,
and you fucking know that if she was going on some trip where there was gonna be like some hot dancing dudes or situations similar to this,
course.
The flip. This guy would not be cool with it.
No. You
just know that based on his behavior here.
Yeah.
The verdict was not the asshole.
Yeah, no.
It's not surprising. Comments, not the asshole. To recap, your husband is a liar and cruel. I don't understand how you can watch someone you love suffer and think that's funny. Someone else said, that was a calculated, time-consuming, and expensive act meant to hurt you where he knew you were the most vulnerable and would hurt you the most. No excuse for that kind of cruelty, regardless of the reason. Lastly, someone said, he took revenge on you because you didn't let him cheat. And he took revenge by giving you a low blow to your self-esteem, 100% intentionally. He is not the kind of person you should be married to. He's vile, disgusting, and immature as hell, and he hurts you as payback for not letting him cheat. If that's what you think you deserve from your husband, then I can't even feel sorry for you.
Oof.
Yeah. This guy's a piece of work.
Yeah, Amelie, the movie, she does that. So it is kind of like a mainstream no thing. She takes his slippers and replaces them with a smaller pair.
That is so crazy. That is crazy town. It's like, it also costs money.
Amelie's a little crazy.
What if they deserve it? She doesn't.
In like a cute way.
Oh.
Amelie, like what?
Amelie doesn't, that's what I'm saying. And the guy kind of deserved it.
Good save.
I start stitching his clothes tighter. And he's like, I'm getting more muscular.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going on, fucking guys. Ripped. He loves it.
I make it just tighter in the crotch. Like, so you're like, whoa. Wait, what if I made it bigger in the crotch? And then he's like,
oh man, my little ass.
My little ass.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right, our last story from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for sending an explicit video my ex sent to me to hurt me to her family?
Oh no, you don't do that.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, am I the asshole? I'm going to try to make this as brief as possible so I don't ramble. I dated my ex, M, for a year and a half. During this time, I confided in her some personal secrets, which I don't feel comfortable sharing even anonymously. Because of these, she knows that there are certain things, related to sex mostly, that I am very sensitive towards. We did not part on friendly terms after our breakup, and we don't talk anymore. I broke up with her because I found out she cheated on me, and she flipped out. Recently, I found out that she is seeing one of my coworkers and that he is spreading rumors about me that she told him. She basically told him bits and pieces of the personal information I shared with her when we were together, and now he's spreading some of that around the office.
Aww.
I sent her a message telling her to stop spreading my secrets around and to leave me alone. She replied by sending me explicit videos of herself having sex with my coworker because she knew it would hurt me. That was the last straw for me, and I sent the video to all of her family and friends with the message that this is what M sends me when I ask her to leave me alone and stop spreading rumors. Her family is quite religious, and they lost it. Apparently, they pulled their financial support for her college and aren't speaking with her at the moment. Am I the asshole? Oh.
Whoa. Wow.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Okay.
They
broke up because why?
She cheated on him, and she freaked out.
She freaked out, started dating their coworker, and then started spreading sensitive information.
Once again,
this person,
this revenge is not.
This is intense helpful. Revenge.
It is not helpful.
Yeah.
It's not going to make you feel better. It's not going to bring you the peace that you're looking for.
Sounds like OP acted very, like, out of emotion and in doing that. I will say this ex sounds very, like, self-destructive. Like, the fact that they're doing all of these things, like...
It's... So this ex sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
This ex is a horrible person.
And now it's in the workplace too.
Like
also horrible.
Sounds like malicious person.
She's being a nightmare to him. She's doing everything she can to hurt him. I totally understand that that's so painful and so awful. The thing is, sending unsolicited sexual video or imagery to someone is illegal and horrible to do.
Yeah.
And then in return, he did that to a bunch of people who did not ask for those images or those videos.
He could have said, like, she's sending me explicit videos.
If he went to them and said, I want you to know, like, to her friends and going, she is harassing me.
Yes.
She is sending me footage of her, like, she is sending unsolicited videos to me. It is so painful for me. That is within his right. But him just blasting this out there is...
No, you're right.
It's too much. It's a shitty thing to do to those people.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not surprised the verdict is everyone sucks here.
Yeah.
Which is a rare verdict to get on Am I the Asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Some comments here. Everyone sucks here. This is a pretty clear-cut case. Your ex is a terrible person who is acting despicably, but you crossed a line in sending that to her family. Mm-hmm. They did nothing to deserve being dragged into this situation. Someone else said, everyone sucks here. She was an asshole, which is legal, but revenge porn is not. If she wants to bring the cops into this, you're absolutely fucked.
Yeah, he literally did that.
And she sounds like someone who's waiting for that opportunity.
Yeah, he literally did the definition of revenge porn.
Yeah.
Everyone sucks here. This girl sent you an unsolicited explicit video, so to get back at her, you sent a bunch of people an unsolicited explicit video. You did to her friends and family exactly what she did to you. Yeah, there are so many situations in life where someone is being horrible, and it sucks that the best thing you can do is to block them and to do your best to
move on.
To move on. And they will make it hard for you.
Yeah.
They will, but like...
There was a lot of steps that like could have had equal like taking care of yourself and standing up for yourself before that. Like even just to the partner that the ex is currently with being like, hey, just so you know, your partner is sending me explicit content that I'm not comfortable with. And because it's of him.
On a standalone thing, he has a legal case there of being sent unsolicited videos to him, but he's blowing that by doing this. I mean, I don't know legal jargon as well. I don't know what the case is there. All I know is that this is not gonna be good for him.
That all sucks. Like, I mean, that's a place where revenge is not gonna... Yeah, it's in everyone sucks here. That revenge just kind of leaves everybody feeling horrible.
Yeah. Because
that doing that didn't remove the data of his rumors from everyone's brains at work. It didn't... none of that stuff was reversible.
Right.
And, like...
It's not fixing the situation at all.
No, because, like, telling a loud racist in a plane to be quiet kind of fixes the thing.
It's true.
But... Yeah, but just doing exactly what that person did to you is not fixing anything.
Yeah, it's just not the right move. Well, that's rough. That's brutal.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad because OP had, like, really sensitive stuff that they're, like, literally... Probably something really bad happened to them, and they're really sensitive to some things. Like, that sucks.
I do feel bad for OP, and his ex sounds like the worst person on the planet.
Yeah.
But it's more a matter of like, you're doing this to other people though. You're almost getting revenge on other people.
Yeah.
Trying
to punish her.
That's kind of my take on it.
No amount of anything being done to you gives you permission to do any of that.
No.
Like, it doesn't matter.
It's
you gotta be the better person.
Yeah. Well, this has been an episode full of revenge.
What was your favorite revenge?
Favorite?
None of them. I don't believe in revenge.
Nice.
I think one of them, my favorite was like, it's not really a revenge, but it is the one where the Romanian speaking Uber driver, because it's like,
pretty
that's
awesome.
The kind of revenge that's like, haha, got you. You're going to be thinking differently from now on. Haha, didn't affect your life. Like that OP could have like, and I gave them one star and got them fired and they lost their family.
What's the difference between avenge and revenge?
Avenge is if someone's been wronged, you will avenge
them.
Like
for them.
For them.
Avenge. Yeah. But revenge is from you.
Is you
directly rebound at the person.
Them. Yeah. Reflect.
I will avenge you.
Avenge me!
Avengers!
What if there was Revengers? Is there a Revengers?
I think that's a thing.
Oh.
Thank you both for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us, Shane.
And thank you all. Thank you all for watching. Let us know in the comments down below if you've ever gotten revenge and what that looks like. And also let us know what other themes and subreddits you'd like to see on the show. And we'll see you next Saturday.
Revenge.
Goodbye.
Revenge dancing.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.